The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane's LAPD sergeant's son testifies in ASAP Rocky gun trial. By Breitbart News on January 26, 2025. On the first day of ASAP Rocky's trial, jurors saw surveillance videos that a prosecutor argued make it clear the rapper fired a gun in 2021 at his former friend, who the defense cast as jealous, money-seeking rival who fabricated large parts of the story. Deputy District Attorney Paul Bulamiek gave a sober, straightforward presentation during opening statements Friday in the trial of the hip-hop star, fashion maven and actor. It relied almost entirely on the video evidence and audio from a 911 call. "What will become almost instantly clear is that this is not a complicated case," Bulamiek said. Rocky's attorney Joe Tacopina said in the defense opening statement that the video evidence is meaningless without the testimony of the accuser, Tara Lefron, who goes by ASAP Relly. Tacopina argued Relly is driven by jealousy, lies and greed. "This case rises or falls on his credibility," Tacopina said, repeatedly calling Relly a perjurer and a criminal, spurring prosecution objections. "The videos you saw, without his testimony, prove absolutely nothing." The defense said that the gun was a starter pistol that shot only blanks, which they argued Relly knew, and Rocky carried only as a prop for protection. The first video shown by the prosecution, captured from nearby but partly blocked, showed a physical struggle between two men, with two others intervening, outside a parking garage in Hollywood on the night of November 6, 2021. One of them, wearing a black hoodie, pulls out a gun and points it, but does not fire it. "The evidence in this case will show that the man in the black sweatshirt is the defendant, Rocky Myers," Bulamiek said, using Rocky's legal name. "That evidence will be uncontradicted." Rocky has pleaded not guilty to two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, charges that could lead to up to 24 years in prison. Bulamiek showed two more videos of the moment from other cameras, minutes after the first confrontation, when he said shots were fired about a block away. One shows a scuffle between four men in a tiny image in the corner of the frame. The other, shot at the same time, captures two gunshot sounds. He also played a 911 call from minutes later. "There's been a shooting," a woman with an Australian accent says. "We watched it. There were four men, and they were kind of fighting." "The four men were all old friends," Bulamiek told the jurors. "They had all been members of the ASAP Collective, a crew of creators established at a high school in New York around 2006. Along with Rocky and two friends who were with him in Los Angeles for a concert performance, they included Relly. Relly will testify that the two had been beefing. Relly believed that when they met up near the W Hotel, they would argue but reconcile," the prosecutor said. "That changed quickly when Rocky pulled out a gun. But Relly still pursued him as he walked away. In his state of mind, he never believed he was going to be shot," Bulamiek said. The defense lawyer argued that Relly was not scared because he knew that gun wasn't real. Relly was not seriously hurt. Bulamiek showed jurors a photo of tiny, bloody scrapes on Relly's knuckles that he said may have come from the shooting, but that was irrelevant to the charges. The defense argued that the injury, which Tacopina mocked, was important because Relly's initial claims about it show his dishonesty. "Oh my God, how is he gonna survive that scrape on his knuckles?" Tacopina said. Tacopina argued that Relly had actually been the aggressor in both encounters, and that Rocky fired blank shots from his prop gun to stop Relly from attacking one of their ASAP crew members who was with him. He said that was why Relly scraped his knuckles. Bulamiek also showed text messages from about 90 minutes after the incident, in which Rocky denies anything happened. "You try killing me," a message from Relly read. Rocky responds, "WTF is that talking about?" And Tacopina made hay of the fact that seven officers who searched the scene found neither shell casings, a weapon, or any suspects. Relly went to police 2 days later, and presented a pair of 9mm shell casings he said he had picked up from the scene himself. "You will see that story fall apart so hard," Tacopina said. Relly has filed a civil lawsuit over the incident, and Bulamiek showed a text message from him to another friend from shortly after the incident saying he was going to get Rocky's money because he shot at me. Tacopina said the entire reason Relly went to police was that a civil lawyer would not take his case and sue Rocky unless he did. Another prosecutor, Deputy District Attorney John Nguyen, objected often, saying Tacopina was flagrantly and deliberately making arguments and unjustified claims that aren't allowed during opening statements. During a subsequent break, Nguyen and Tacopina got in each other's faces to shout in a heated exchange that broke with typical courtroom decorum. Another defense lawyer tried to get between them to quell the argument. Rocky sat in the courtroom and watched with his lawyers, wearing a gray suit. His mother and sister were among the supporters sitting in his section. Rihanna, his longtime partner and the mother of his two toddler sons, was not in court, and is not expected to appear much if at all during the proceedings. In an Only in Hollywood moment, the first witness called by the prosecution was Police Sergeant Thomas Sitso, whose body camera video from the scene was shown. He is the son of Erica Jane, former star of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Zitzel contradicted what Tacopina said in his opening and testified that he and other officers responded to shooting reports by searching every inch of the area for shells. "We may have missed something," he said.